el 29 de mayo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. ¿Do you Baugan?
The monsters are here to teach you English.
Si quieres que tus hijos se conviertan en unos auténticos monstruos del inglés, no podéis perderos nuestro libro Monstruos del Inglés, con 10 cuentos ilustrados y súper divertidos protagonizados por disparatados monstruos que les ayudarán con su inglés y con audio incluido. A tus hijos les va a encantar.
You're going to love it.
Calla, bicho. Consigue ya Monstruos del Inglés en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Everybody, hello, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Monday. We're back. We're live. It's that time. That's right. It's Drive Time. We got a nice show for you today. On Saturday, I was in the book fair, the Madrid book fair, the Feria del Libro, and we're going to talk all about the Feria del Libro. I had a good time, and there's more to come. More to come. Including my guest today, who's going to be in the book fair this Thursday with his books, libros, because he has multiple books. We're going to talk about his books and more. We got lots to talk about on the show. Also, today is the anniversary of Sir Edmund Hillary reaching the summit of Mount Everest. Yeah, in 1953. And also, the birth of a politician you may know by the name of John F. Kennedy, JFK, was born on this day in 1917. We're going to talk about books. We're going to talk vocabulary. We've got pronunciation. We've got grammar. We also have some weird news and our trending topic. In fact, we have some breaking news. Breaking news. I'll tell you that story in just a minute. Let's get things started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Monday. Mr. Juan Solo is in the studio. How are you, Juan?
I'm fine, thank you.
Juan Solo. John Alone.
John Alone.
John Alone. But he's with me today. You're not alone anymore, Juan.
No, not anymore.
That's right. Juan Solo is with me. Juan is one of our all-time longest-running guests, right?
Mi casa es su casa.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Mi casa es su casa. Do you know who that was speaking?
No, can you play
it
again?
Let's hear it again.
Mi casa es su casa.
Yeah. Do you know who that was?
Oh, it's an American actor.
It's an American?
Not actor.
No.
No, it's George W. Bush.
George W. Bush, yes. can we hear it one more time?
Yes.
Mi casa es su casa.
It was, I think it was when he had the Mexican president visit him, and he said, "You're welcome here. Mi casa es su casa."
Ah.
Right? So welcome. It's always nice to have
you,
Juan. You are going to be at the book fair, the Feria del Libro, here in Madrid this Thursday, right?
Yes, this Thursday afternoon from 6:30 to 8:30.
Half past six to half past eight.
At the Vaughan stand.
At the Vaughan stand, of course.
So which is number, I can remember.
362.
362.
362, everybody. And speaking of that, I just want to say I was there on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I had a great time.
Was it crowded?
It was busy.
Okay.
It was a good day. Yeah, it was nice. The weather was good on Saturday. It was hot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Saturday?
Yes.
Ooh, it was hot.
Really hot.
But there were a lot of people, and I want to thank everyone who came out. We had a lot of people who came to say hello, to get books, or just to chat, or whatever. But it's wonderful. It is really nice to meet people who appreciate what we do. I also got some very good feedback from on the radio show. In fact, a new section that I'm going to add a new section to the show. Thanks to, right? Gracias. Thanks to some advice I got from a listener at the book fair.
Ooh.
And for me, it's very important. People think the book fair, for me, people always say, oh, you got to go there because you're trying to sell your book. But for me, you want to sell some books, let's be honest. But you also, it's nice to meet people that appreciate what you do. It's very gratifying.
Absolutely.
And for me, it's a moment to have a little time with the listeners, with the readers of the books, and also with, anyone who appreciates what we do. It's very gratifying. But it's also a moment to get some feedback to make adjustments, in my case, with the radio and with other things. So it's a productive session, in my opinion. So again, I would like to thank everyone who came out. And but don't stop there, ladies and gentlemen, because Thursday from 6 to 8.
6 to 8? Okay.
30.
30. 6
to
8:30. Okay. 6 to 8:30.
I'm trying to read the thing here on my screen. 6 to 8:30, according to the Internet. The Internet never lies, right,
never.
Juan?
Never.
So 6 to 8:30 on Thursday, Juan Solo. We're talking about the 1st of June.
1st of June, yes.
June 1st.
This coming Thursday.
You are the only person there on June 1st. You're going to be the first person in June at the book fair.
Wow, that's...
So start off the... Kick off June with Juan Solo.
That's a big responsibility. And I think I'm the only author who is going to sign on Thursdays.
Yes, yes. But that's good.
That's good.
It's a good thing. So you'll have the protagonism that day.
I hope to see you there. Now I'm talking to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely true. Feedback is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I was at the Vaughan stand with just the first book, La Muerte Improvisada.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl came and told me, I have read your book and I hate you. I hate you.
Mm.
Why? Because at the end, when I finished the book, I thought, I hate this guy. Why? You didn't like the ending? No.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it very much, but I wanted to continue reading.
Yeah.
I said, whoa, that's a
you loved
very
it
big
more.
Compliment.
It's like where I am right now, I'm watching Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
You know, have you watched it?
Yes.
I think I'm the last person in the Western world to watch Breaking Bad. But I finally decided a couple of weeks ago, I have to watch this show. So I started watching it, and... I have a few episodes left, but it's like a treat, un capriccio. I'm trying to ration it, right? I'm trying to ration it to spread it out because there's only a few episodes, and I love them so much.
You are on season...
Five.
Five?
Yeah, I'm at the very end.
Boof.
So I only have three episodes left. It's getting very intense.
Yes.
Very intense.
Very
it's
intense.
A good show. So you could say that if you like that... So I can relate to this listener. Sorry, to this reader.
Yeah.
who's, I'm saying, I have to ration it, and then when it gets to the end, I know I'm going to be sad because I want it to continue, but the same can be said for Una Muerte Improvisada.
Yes, I wrote La Mano del Verdugo, which was published last December, and it has gone very well.
Yes.
In fact, we have a goal, which is the second edition, to launch the second edition, and this is not a primicia.
You're not bragging here.
I'm not bragging, but...
But it's good.
If we do really well at the book fair, yeah, we'll have to launch the second edition for the summer, because there will be no copies anywhere.
Copies left. It'll be sold out.
Yes.
So let's help Juan make the push.
Okay, help me.
Empujan.
Yes.
Empujon.
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 Yes.
Estilo Juan.
I don't want to have for dinner cabor anymore.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we don't have very many books in the Vaughan world that aren't related to teaching English. But what Richard Vaughan always says, and I've known Richard for 13 or 14 years, is he always looks for quality. And when he sees it, you could go to Richard, and if you had an idea for a business selling, I don't know, coconut water in Portugal, if he thought it was an amazing idea, he would do it with you.
Yes.
Probably.
That's right.
And it would work. He has a sense for, I think he has a sense for quality, for what works and what is successful and what will be appreciated and what people will like. And you are a unique case in that he has, personally, I know he loves all of your work. And he supports you, which is a compliment.
Yeah, he does.
Which
yes.
is a compliment because, like I'm saying, he has an ability. He knows what's good. He appreciates quality. So that's a good compliment, you know. And he has apostado.
Yes.
He has bet on you.
On me.
And it was a successful bet because the books have all been very successful.
It's absolutely true, and I think it's just that I say this on the air. I wrote my first novel, El Hombre Sin Brazos, which was about TV, the broadcasting world.
Yes.
With crimes. But it was some kind of exorcism. I have worked many times on TV, and I have had really good times and very bad moments.
The good times and the bad times.
And the bad times, yeah. But the bad times were really awful. And I wanted to write that. Yeah, the book went well. And then I decided to go into the crime detective novels. But nobody wanted to publish it. No. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, you're a funny man. You're a comedian. Why don't you write something about, I don't know, brothers-in-law or stepfathers or something like that? And nobody's going to read it, but we'll put your photo on the cover, and it will sell very well. I said, no, I want to do literature. And then Richard appeared. He had read the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me and asked, when are you going to write another novel? Yes, about, it's a crime, a detective novel. We'll publish it. That was all. We'll publish it.
Yeah.
Really? Yes, but you don't publish novels in Vaughan. Okay, but we'll publish yours.
We'll do it anyway.
And we did it because we are a team. We did it, and after Una Muerte Improvisada came La Mano del Verdugo, and when Richard read La Mano del Verdugo, which is the last one, the very same day he finished the book, he said, I hope you are working on the next one.
Yeah, because I want it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And, well, I am working on the next one. Yes, I am. But it won't be ready until the ending of 2018, because it's really hard to write a detective novel.
Of course.
To make a puzzle.
Yeah, put together.
And put together everything.
But you have in your head more or less an idea for what's going
on? No, I've really started.
You've already started.
But I know it will take me from 18 to 20 months to write it.
Wow.
Which is, yes, it's a long time.
Long time. So, at the Madrid Book Fair, you will have Una Muerte Improvisada.
Yes.
You will have La Mano del Verdugo.
Right.
Will you have Hombres en Brazos? Hombres en Brazos?
Well, I know you come by Hombres en Brazos, yeah. But I won't be signing.
Right. It won't be in the Vaughn. I guess it's not a Vaughn book, so I guess it won't be in the Vaughn stand.
Yes.
But you'll be there in stand number 362.
And yes, come and say hello.
Yeah,
we're talking Spanish.
trust me, everybody. Juan's a nice guy.
Yes, I am.
He'll be there.
I kill people only in the books.
Only in the books. That's good.
Only in the books.
All right. I want to do. We got lots to talk about.
Okay.
Lots to cover. But let's go ahead with a little challenge for the listeners at home. How about today's Twitter translation?
Twitter translation.
That's right. The Twitter translation. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish. En español. In Spanish, and the folks at home can write in and tell me, hopefully, the correct translation in English, okay? So, if you want to write in, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @AinzaelMila, o lo que es lo mismo, @IMGilemillar.
Que es lo mismo, o lo que es lo mismo, IMGilemillar. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés, esa gente es de mente muy estrecha? Pero muy estrecha, ¿eh? Esa gente es de mente muy estrecha. I made the mistake, Juan, I wrote at the start of the show. Well, I wrote by mistake, I put es de menta muy estrecha.
Menta, like mint.
Very narrow, minted.
Minted.
But no, de mente muy estrecha. Yeah. So how would you say that in English?
Ooh.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's take a really quick break, but we'll be right back.
Los sábados y domingos, comparte, disfruta, aprende con la radio y con tus hijos.
That is the structure of the Baroque style of the 19th century.
Small Talk, un programa para niños donde ellos y solo ellos son los protagonistas.
A las 12:30 de la mañana, la radio hecha por ellos y para ellos.
Hello, I'm your Vaughn telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
El 86% de los españoles no quieren que sus hijos aprendan inglés con los mismos métodos que utilizaron ellos. ¿Y tú?
Descubre Vaughan. Dale la oportunidad a tus hijos de vivir y disfrutar en inglés. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Este año la cultura portuguesa será la protagonista en la Feria del Libro de Madrid, que tendrá lugar del 26 de mayo al 11 de junio en El Retiro. El evento cultural por excelencia de Madrid desde 1933 que atrae a cientos de miles de visitantes. Ellos. Por eso debes pasarte por la caseta 362. La nuestra, la de Vaughan, 362. Consulta todas las firmas de libros en nuestra web. Ve a la sección de Vaughan Tienda en grupovaughan.com. Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
All right, we are back, everybody. We got some fancy music there, Juan. Did you hear that?
Really fancy, like, yeah.
Canción de verano. Right?
Ya sabes.
Right. Okay. Juan, we got lots to talk about, but I'm not sure if we're warmed up yet. I don't know if we're warmed up.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think we should step into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym, everybody. We have a few sentences of translation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like translation, Juan?
I love translation.
Well, good. You've come to the right place.
Yes, I know.
Because we've got a few sentences. We'll give the listeners at home 5 seconds to come up with the correct translation into English. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, number one. ¿Saben cargar un rifle?
Do they know how to load a rifle?
Yeah, good. To load a rifle. To load. Yeah, cargar.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, cargar. It's interesting. To load. What else can you cargar or load?
A weapon, you mean?
Yeah, well, load a weapon.
Well, you can load a cannon.
Load a cannon. You could load a printer. You could load ink into the printer.
Yes.
Too, right?
Yes, we can load a printer. Load, I don't know.
When you say, when you talk about batteries, cargando pilas, we don't say load, we say charging in that case. Or to charge up your phone, recargar.
Yeah.
This would be to charge, but we charged our phones and loaded our guns.
And can you load an article on your blog?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, good one. So yeah, well, subir, we say to upload.
Upload.
Upload and then download.
Download.
So you're uploading it, you're putting it up onto the internet, and then downloading it, which is good. These are the things that people like to know. People need to know this stuff, Juan.
Of course.
Right? We're helping people out today. It's what we do. Right? Okay, so yeah. Do they know how to load a rifle? Good question. Number two. Deja que los alumnos trabajen juntos. Deja que los alumnos trabajen juntos.
Let the students work all together.
Great, yeah. Let the students work all together.
Together.
All together. Together is fine. Let the students work together, right? It's good to collaborate. Let them work together. Come on, don't make them, fight against each other.
No.
Number three. ¿Qué harás cuando te jubiles?
What will you do when you retire?
Good question. I don't know yet. What about you?
I don't want to retire.
Yeah, you'll just keep... I mean, when you do what you love, you can keep doing it, right?
I always thought, why retiring? If it's not a load, is a heavy load?
Yeah.
If you like your job, I can be working until my death.
Until you drop dead.
Yeah. Until I kick the bucket.
Now you do comedy.
Yeah.
You do some acting.
Mm-hmm.
You write books.
Yes. Short stories.
It's fun, right?
It's fun and it's not very exhausting.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You can write forever.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, maybe, and I'm sure your style as you get older, your style would get different.
I think so.
But nothing wrong with that, right?
No.
Okay, number four. Number four already. Cuando lleguen aquí, les mandaré a tu despacho. Cuando lleguen aquí.
When they get here, I will send them to your office.
To your office. Good. I'll send them to your office. Good. ¿No sabes lo que pasó? Don't you know what happened? Number six. Siempre tengo que hacer lo que él dice.
I always have to do what he says.
Yeah. It's true.
In my case, it's what she said.
Yeah. I always have to do what he says. Or what she says.
Yeah.
Who's the boss? Number seven. Él dice que estás un poco verde todavía.
He says you're a little bit green yet. You're
a little bit green.
You're still a little bit green. You're still a little bit green.
He says you're still a little bit green. Yeah. Si no me ayudas, ¿cómo lo voy a hacer?
If you don't help me, how am I going to do it?
Good question, yeah. If you don't help me, how am I going to do it? I don't know. I need your help. If you don't help me, How am I going to do it? Very good. Number 9. I hope this is not true.
Okay.
That was the English part, Tino. Y ahora en español. Okay, vamos a perder mucho dinero este año.
Oh.
Boop, 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 boop.
We are going to lose a lot of money this year.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
No, I hope not. Okay, no.
I hope not. I hope not.
Because we don't have a lot of money. So we cannot lose a lot of money.
That's right. You start.
We cannot lose what we don't have.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You can't get blood from a stone.
Okay.
We often say, right? You can't get blood from a stone. Finally, number 10. Sus últimas palabras eran difíciles de entender. Boop, 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 boop.
It's late words? Can you say late
last.
Okay. His last words were difficult to understand.
Yes. His last words were difficult to understand. So the guy gives a speech.
Oh, okay.
And he's getting, or maybe the last words before he died.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought he was going to, if he was going to die, can you say his late words?
No, we would still say his last words.
Okay.
His last words, yeah. He says, Juan, remember.
The money is in.
The money is in the, where is it? Damn it. Tell me where it is.
Yeah.
Or like in Star Wars, when Yoda is dialing. When he's dying. Huh? And he says, you know, there is another.
There is another.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Luke, there is another. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're all warmed up, right? We're all warmed up. I'm joined today by Juan Solo. And Juan is going to be in the Madrid Book Fair on Thursday, everybody. Stand number 362 from 6 p.m. 6:30 p.m., according to this. 6 or 6:30? What time are you going to show up, Juan?
I don't know. Let me check the...
6 or 6:30. He'll be there in the afternoon.
How do you say cartel?
Let me check the schedule.
Okay, no.
The sign.
The sign.
The posting.
The posting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And
it
we'll
says
see.
From 6:30 to 8:30.
Oh, yeah, or in that case, the poster. Yeah, the cartel will be the poster.
Yeah.
6:30 to 8:30. So 6:30 to 8:30, everybody. We're talking about Thursday, June 1st, Juan Solo in the Feria del Libro, stand number 362. He will be signing books, including Una Muerte Improvisada.
Right.
And La Mano del Verdugo.
Of course.
Which are both... very good books that have both done very well with
Very
Vaughan.
Well, but La Mano del Verdugo has done especially well,
mm-hmm.
and we're about to launch the second edition. So
you're a hard working man. You know
yes,
they say that James Brown was the hardest working man in show business.
Really?
But I think you're number two.
Number two, okay.
There's James Brown, and then there's Juan Solo because you're everywhere, right?
I try to be. I can't, but I try to be everywhere. No, I love to do things, different things. And I don't like to be, I don't know, like a whale on the beach, varado. I don't know how you say that, that image. When a whale gets out of the water and it's on the beach.
And,
on
it,
the sound
and it can't move.
Yes.
A beached whale.
It's trapped there, right?
Yeah. You don't want to be like that. You want to be agile.
Yes. And I want to be alive. And feel alive. That's very important.
It is. We're going to take a break. We have lots to talk about, including some news about Elvis Presley.
Oh, really?
Oh, and we had breaking news as well. Breaking news. I'll tell you all about that right after the break, everybody. So don't touch that dial.
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
The monsters are here to teach you English.
Si quieres que tus hijos se conviertan en unos auténticos monstruos del inglés,
No podéis perderos nuestro libro Monstruos del Inglés, con 10 cuentos ilustrados y súper divertidos protagonizados por disparatados monstruos que les ayudarán con su inglés y con audio incluido. A tus hijos les va a encantar.
You're going to love it.
Calla, bicho. Consigue ya Monstruos del Inglés en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Eres de los que cuando van a nadar dicen swim en vez de swim? Apúntate este verano a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende, y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Date prisa. Empezamos el 29 de mayo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Everybody, it is time for our, well, we're back. We're here with the second half hour. Juan Solo is in the studio with me today, and we're going to go ahead with today's trending topic.
Trending topics.
Trending topic today, everybody. Elvis is in the news with the trending topic. Do you know why?
Is he alive?
No, that would be big news, even bigger.
Pretty big news.
But no, his jet was finally sold. His 1962 Lockheed Jetstar private plane was auctioned in a California celebrity memorabilia event on Saturday and sold for, now this is Elvis's private jet. Do you know how much it sold for?
No, I was trying to imagine a figure.
Well, it was from 1962, so it's not, as you'd call, state of the art. You know the expression state of the art, like lo más moderno, super modern? No. So it was from 1962. It sold for $430,000.
Quite cheap.
Which seems pretty cheap. I've never bought a jet, but I'm guessing that's a good, you know, a good price. You could have Elvis's jet for $430,000. Now, this was the problem is it had been sitting on the tarmac. You know what the tarmac is?
No idea.
Tarmac is a word to describe the surface of the runway, the pista de aterrizaje.
Uh-huh.
But the tarmac is also where they park the planes sometimes.
Okay.
It had been sitting on the tarmac for 30 years.
Wow.
Right?
So
it was maybe in questionable shape, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not in ideal shape. But the company called GWS Auctions, they said the plane sold for $430,000 on Saturday. And the auction house says Elvis designed the interior.
Oh.
And it had gold tone, woodwork. So I guess gold painted wood. Red velvet seats.
Uh-huh.
And red carpet inside.
Really elegant.
So, yeah, I mean, 60s style, you know,
yeah.
Or maybe 70s-ish. But, yeah, the red 1962 Lockheed Jetstar has no engine.
No engine.
And it needs to be restored. So it has no engine, folks. So if you... It was owned by Elvis and also his father, Vernon Presley. It has been privately owned for 35 years and was sitting there in Roswell, New Mexico.
They could open a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
In it.
You know, I guess the idea is to put an engine in it and get it back in the skies. But, yeah, they could put a restaurant in it or a little Elvis, Elvis-themed...
memorabilia, things like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Do you collect stuff like that from celebrities?
Elvis? No, I don't. No,
but
no,
celebrities
no.
In general, do you have,
no.
You know, like any, you know, Hollywood-type stuff or
I
anything
have
you collect?
I have my favorite celebrities, but...
But you don't buy,
I don't
things,
buy things
like
from
this
there.
Was the
but
glove...
But I have a jersey...
Okay.
An original jersey, not a copy, original jersey from Mr. Irving Magic Johnson.
Really?
Absolutely.
Now, what do you mean? Not that he wore it, though. But like...
No, but he gave it to a good friend of mine.
Really?
He really gave two jerseys to mm-hmm. a really good friend of mine. He was in the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
Barcelona,
yeah,
92. And they made a commemorative jersey. Commemorative jerseys, mm-hmm. Yeah. With all the victories of the Dream Team, the score, and this is special T-shirt for, well, it's not a T-shirt, it's a jersey.
We
for,
say.
For Magic Johnson.
Okay.
And he had 10 copies, and he gave two of them to my good friend. There are only 10 copies in the world, and he gave me one of them.
Wow! He gave you one of them.
Yes. And it's like wow.
Why did he give it to your friend? Did he know your friend from some?
Yes, because he was the assistant coach of Mr. Chuck Daly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he was. He's a coach, a Spanish coach.
Okay.
He was the assistant coach. From Mr. Chuck Daly.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Yes, Magic Johnson was very pleased with him because he taught them certain things about zone defense.
Yeah.
Which
and your friend taught
Magic.
He said, Magic, look.
Come here.
Come here. Down on one knee. Take a knee. I'm going to tell you a few things about basketball, Magic Johnson.
Yeah. And I think Chuck Daly borrowed a play from him.
Okay.
And they did it on a game.
In a game.
They did it in a game. It worked. And Chuck Daly pointed at my friend like...
And said, that's your play.
That's your play.
Nice.
Yes. So it's really... I don't know if... I'm sure it's very valuable.
Yeah.
But I'll never sell it. Because Magic Johnson was my favorite player ever.
Yeah. Of all time.
Of all time.
Mm.
So it's... It's like my treasure.
Yeah,
my
treasures. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any memorabilia. I have things that were given to me by my grandfather, some old memorabilia. My grandfather was a very big boxing fan for a long time.
Boxing fan.
From the 1940s. Eh?
Wow.
40s, like listening on the radio to boxing. 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, all up until he died in the late 90s or around 2000. But he used to collect a magazine called The Ring. The Ring. There continues to be a boxing, well-known American boxing magazine called The Ring. And he has editions that go back to... Yeah, the 1940s. And he had a collection. He had every single edition for, Yeah, like 50 or 60 years. So many that, in fact, once they wrote him a letter, the magazine wrote him a letter because they needed to reference something in one of the magazines, and nobody had it, but they couldn't find it in their official records, but they knew that he had bought it because he had a subscription for so long. So they wrote him a letter and said, could you please tell us in the edition number this many from this year, and they asked him some questions about it or something, and yeah.
Amazing.
And he has ones with, of course, Cassius Clay.
Mm-hmm.
So Muhammad Ali, before he was known as Muhammad Ali, when his name was Cassius Clay, he's on the cover. Joe Louis, right? Who very famous boxer, the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, named after Joe Louis, one of the great old boxers. So he gave them, you know, at one point he said to me, take whatever you want. So I just looked through. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds. So I looked through and I took the ones with the most famous people on the cover that I could think of. And I, you know, my mother said, oh, don't take them all, but take like 20. So I looked through and said, okay, Muhammad Ali, I'm taking this one.
No.
So I have a collection of very, very old boxing magazines. And I don't know what they're worth. Maybe not much. Probably not much, but they're very old, at least. Going back to the ones I have go back to maybe the 50s, yeah. So maybe they're worth something. And some cards as well, old boxing cards from the 1950s and 60s with individual boxers and that he bought when he was young. So I don't know. I'll have to look it up on the internet.
I have a book from the 50s, the late 50s, which is called, I think, The Space Encyclopedia. The Space Encyclopedia.
Okay.
And they say, by the year 1999, men will be living on the moon. And
by 99, yeah. In the future.
There are a lot of funny things like flying cars. And
yeah.
In 1958, 1959, they really thought we'll achieve that.
Yeah.
Those goals.
Right? Yeah, we'll be on the moon.
On the moon and preparing our Mars invasion.
Yeah. Well, we're not quite there yet.
Not really.
We had breaking news as well. The breaking news was, and I just discovered this on my way over here.
Uh-huh.
You know Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, yeah, the golfer.
He was arrested today. Arrested for drinking and driving.
Tiger,
when will you learn?
A naughty tiger.
So this is you know, it's kind of big news from the sporting world.
Uh-huh.
Because he's a big name and kind of an ambassador for the game. But I'm sure if I go to CNN.com, watch this. We're going to get news about Tiger Woods. Where he is. Tiger Woods arrested on suspicion of DUI. Which, do you know what that stands for?
No, I don't.
Driving under the influence.
Okay.
Of alcohol. That's what it is, DUI. And there's a picture of his mugshot. He does not look good, hey? He looks very under the influence in his mugshot, his photo. It says, golf legend Tiger Woods was arrested at 3 a.m. on 3 a.m. Tiger, go to bed, right?
Yes.
Go to bed, man. Get up early and work on your swing.
Yeah.
Sounds like he was working the bottle of it too much.
Yeah.
Monday morning on suspicion of driving under the influence in Jupiter, Florida, according to a local police officer. He is 41. He has undergone multiple back surgeries and hasn't played competitive golf since he was forced to pull out of the Dubai Desert Classic in February. To pull out, what does that mean, to pull out of?
I don't know.
Retirado.
Okay.
So to pull out means he was in it. He was signed up, apuntado. He was signed up, but then he said, no, I'm out, because he had back problems, right?
Okay, so you can pull out a horse from a race.
Yeah.
For example.
Sure.
Okay.
You can pull out, like it's to back out of something you've committed to attend, and then you pull out. But his reason was because he was having back problems. His most recent operation was just over a month ago when he undergo.
Uh-huh.
Is to receive with surgeries and things. Mm-hmm. Fusion surgery on his back. And he has he said in a blog post that it was an instant nerve relief. So he's, I haven't felt this good in years. So he had surgery to fix his back. So it sounds like he went out drinking to celebrate.
To celebrate, yeah.
Not a good idea, Tiger. So he's set back. He has a setback here, and he does not look good.
I love that line. Jupiter Police spokeswoman.
Spokeswoman, yeah.
But Jupiter. Jupiter Police.
Jupiter Police. Very far away.
Sí, la portavoz de la policía de Júpiter.
De Júpiter. Júpiter. So there's a place called Jupiter in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. So we say portavoz. Another interesting thing. Portavoz. We used to say spokesman.
Spokesman.
But now, spokesperson. In this case, it's a spokeswoman.
Spokeswoman.
Spokeswoman. Kristen Reitler is her name. The spokeswoman. So portavoz. But in this case, a female would be a spokeswoman. Spokesman. Spokeswoman. Or in general, do you have a spokesperson?
Uh-huh.
We need to be... We try to be gender neutral these days, right?
Right.
Anyway, so that was the breaking news. The
very
other
interesting, eh? Very interesting.
Well, yeah, no, it's
and
nice.
It's a bit disappointing.
It is disappointing. But he's a guy who was so good when he was so young.
Mm-hmm.
And he was winning everything, and then he started having problems, and then he had this crazy stuff with his wife and all kinds of foolishness. And it sounds like, you know, golf, I really think there is a lot mentally with golf. You have to be very focused, and you're focusing on your swing. And if your head gets – if you get too distracted and your head is not in the right place, you know, you'll lose it. And I think that's happened to Tiger.
Could be. Poor Tiger.
Poor Tiger. Well, you know. He's got to be responsible for his actions, though, at the same time, you know? That's one thing I understand. Okay, you have a back problem, but then if you go out drinking all night, drinking and driving, no excuse. All right. Let's. In a moment, folks, we're going to look at book vocabulary. You see what we're doing here? We're tying it all together because Juan Soto is going to be in the book fair on Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday afternoon. We're talking about June 1st. My guest today, Juan Solo, will be in the book fair on June 1st, this Thursday, from 6:30 to 8:30. So we're going to look at some book vocabulary, but first, a real quick break.
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat? Venga, te dejo 3 segundos para pensar. Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Date prisa, empezamos el 29 de mayo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Ay, ¿qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano, apúntelos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntelos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos de artes escénicas, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés. Y para todas las edades. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
All right, everybody, we are back. It's vocabulary time. You ever hear the expression, you can't judge a book by its cover?
Yes, I've heard it many times, but it's not absolutely true.
Sometimes you can.
No, it's true. You cannot judge a book by its cover, but you can buy it.
If it is,
yes,
una muerte improvisada, por ejemplo, or La mano del verdugo, then you can buy it by its cover.
Thrilling cover.
It is a very nice cover.
La mano del verdugo has a very nice cover with a silver gloss.
It is. It has shiny, you know, parts. It is embossed a little bit, isn't it? Like it pops out, does it, or almost?
Yes. You can touch it.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yes. Feels very nice.
And the blood, too.
The blood. It's a good book. It's a beautiful piece. You hold it, it's nice. It's not a short book, either.
And and it has a lot of love inside. Love. Of the people who have worked. Okay, forget this sentence. It's awful.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. Oh. You lost me, Juan. You lost me.
I think
it's full of love.
Full of love.
And appreciation.
The love of all the people who have worked on it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
That sounds better.
That's good. Cubierta. Cover.
Cover. Right.
Contraportada? How do we say contraportada?
The back.
The back. Yeah, the back. Or the back, or the back cover. The back cover, yeah. Okay. We have el lomo. El lomo del libro.
El lomo.
El lomo.
I don't know.
Filete de lomo. Tino's lunch. La comida de Tino. No. Lomo. Is the spine. We say the spine. Yes, the spine.
Like in a fish.
Yeah, or like on a person.
On a person. Okay.
Like Tiger Woods has problems with his spine.
Spine. Spinal problems.
Yeah. Lomo. El lomo del libro. We call it the spine of the book.
The spine of the book.
So when you think about the spine of a fish or the spine of a person right down the middle, and so the lomo, like, okay, it all comes together. Perfect. Right? Título.
Title.
Title. Title.
Title.
Very important for a book also, the title, right? Extremely important.
Extremely important, and sometimes it's very painful to find the right title.
Yeah. In fact, I spent about a week with Alberto Alonso, our good friend, who had his book ready to go. He's got a new book coming out next week. And he and I were brainstorming titles, and he was sending me WhatsApp messages at night.
What about that? What about that?
¿Qué te parece eso? What do you think, Kyle? What do you think about this one? What do you think about that one? What do you think? You know, we were back and forth thinking about titles. The title. Título. Página.
Page.
Page. Pages. One page, two pages. Índice.
Index.
Index. Does your book have an index?
No.
And it's a novel.
Yes. It doesn't need an index because the chapters have no title. Just a number.
Oh, yeah. Chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
Does it have a dedication?
Yes, it...
Dedicatoria.
Yes, it does.
Dedication. Dedication.
A very lovely dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I should read it on the air. I don't know.
You can give me a summary.
2 months.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Since our ways could cross...
Since we crossed paths.
Since we crossed paths, destiny gave me a reason to believe in it.
Very nice.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Paragrafo?
Paragraph.
Prologo. Some books have this. Un prologo.
Yeah, prologue.
Prologue. Yeah, prologue. And
it's hard to find another with a prologue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more for an essay, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Prologue. Also epilogue. I guess at the
epilogue,
end.
Epilogue.
Right?
Yes.
Prologue. Epilogue.
Epilogue is when you haven't found a fine ending, you need to add up an epilogue.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you need to wrap things up.
I don't like that, especially in movies.
Yeah.
The movie ends, and then you see a couple of frames or short short pieces.
Scenes
that shows you what happened with all the characters. I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to wrap it up, you know? When it's over, it's over.
Yes.
End it. Start it and end it, you know? But you saying with your last book, La Mano del Verdugo, what you're working on next is going to be a continuation of that? With some of the same characters?
The three stories, Una Muerte Improvisada, La Mano del Verdugo, and the next one, will have the same main character, which is Fran Giraldo, the former detective from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
who lives in Madrid, and he earns his life like an English teacher.
He makes a living.
He makes a living.
Ah,
like
that sounds
an
familiar.
English teacher. Yeah, it sounds familiar, yes.
For Vaughn Systems,
but,
perhaps.
Well, you're a cop. You're always be a cop.
Once a cop, always a cop.
Oh,
yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Once a cop,
always
a cop.
A cop.
Once a thief, always a thief.
Oh, okay. I'll write it down.
That's a good expression, yeah.
Because there are certain...
And that is a known expression. That's a good one.
There are several expressions in English because mm-hmm. Well, he's American, so it's good to... Sometimes they speak in English, and the translation.
Ah, so you
on
put
the bottom of the page.
You put some English in the book.
Yes.
Once a cop, always a cop.
I love that. Once a cop, always a cop.
Yeah. Very good, very good. All right, so there we go. We've had a little bit of vocabulary related to books. I'm here today with our good friend Juan Solo, who is an author. He is a comedian. He's a writer. He's a he's a multimedia man.
Yes, except music.
So far.
Music and I don't have anything in common.
Okay. All right. And you can meet Juan in person, in the flesh.
In the flesh.
In the flesh, in person, this Thursday, June 1st, at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Not in the morning.
Not in the morning.
Not in the morning, in
not
the
in
afternoon,
the morning,
right?
Because I think nobody's in...
Nobody's going to be, just so a few joggers, right?
Yes.
They're not trying to buy books at that point. Right, are they? 6:30 to 8:30, Juan Solo, stand, caseta, number 362.
Yes.
So come on out and say hello, everybody.
Yes, please.
Meet Juan, maybe get a book. If you have his book already, get it signed.
Of course, yes. It's a lovely experience. You can bring your books and I'll sign it. For mm-hmm. you, even if I haven't written them.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that. I was signing Alberto
too.
Alonso's books. Sure. Yeah. English everywhere. You got it. No problem. You know?
Yes. This is absolutely true. I signed a book. I crossed a mother with her little child.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you crossed them?
Well, I passed.
Okay.
Them.
Okay.
Sorry, I crossed. I passed.
You walked by.
A woman and her child. And you're Juan, yes, okay. Oh, I've read your Facebook. Absolutely true. Oh, do you like it? Yes, I did. Can you, I don't have it, the copy with me, but can you sign this for me? Mm. And it was a Peppa Pig book.
Okay, all right.
And I signed a Peppa Pig book. And it's like,
right. Okay. Peppa Pig book.
I haven't written it, but I love my sales equals Peppa Pigs.
I would love for my sales,
well, my sales
to equal Peppa Pig. Sure. Me too. Yeah. Yeah, I was there on Saturday with my book called Business English.
Oh.
Business English. I was signing that book. And I'm going to be there this coming weekend, folks. Saturday at 6. And Sunday morning.
Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday at 1. From 1 to 3 and Saturday from 6 to 9. So come on out and say hello. Come say hi, because it would be nice to meet listeners, right? Just say hi.
Hi.
Pick up a book if you want, or just say hello, or just tell me, Kyle, I like your show, or Kyle, change this, do this, tell me whatever you want. I like meeting people. I like to meet people.
Well,
you know?
I know this is a silly question, but did Indian chiefs really say how?
How? I don't know.
Ah.
I don't know the answer, but we it's a good way to practice the pronunciation.
Because
a lot of people say, how are you? They don't know how. Somos los indios. How.
Okay.
Good way to practice the pronunciation, at least. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with the world famous What's That Sound right after this.
Wow.
And we also have history to talk about as well. Also our expression of the day. So much more. Lots to cover in the final half hour of the Drive Time Show today with Juan Solo in studio. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Hey,
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
¿Eres de los que cuando van a nadar dicen swim en vez de swim? Apúntate este verano a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Baugan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende, y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Date prisa, empezamos el 29 de mayo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. ¿Do you Baugan?
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Baugan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91 133 5832.
Ay, qué...